My name is Taylor Bias, and I'm the poetry editor for Flypaper Lit. And today I'm going to be talking about three poems that we've published this year. These poems continue to stick with me, and I feel like I rediscover something new every time I return to them. So the first poem I want to talk about is Let Me Be Remembered as a Mother by MJ. MJ is a Black, queer, and non-binary poet, and this poem was actually the first poem of theirs that I discovered, and I remember being completely floored by this piece. It's a persona poem, which I absolutely love, and it was written after this really tragic event. Jennifer Hart, a white woman, drove herself, her wife, and their six adopted Black children off of a cliff in California in 2008, and this poem does a really incredible job of inhabiting that space of imagination, imagining what it could have been like for this woman to prepare to essentially kill her family. And the language of the poem is doing such heavy lifting, and there's this juxtaposition of tenderness and the terror and the horror of what's about to happen that I think works so well. Some of my favorite lines: I chose seas that water would cleanse them, bought snacks, bananas for six little monkeys to line their bellies for Benadryl. And even there's this idea of, you know, cleansing, being cleansed by water, but it's also butting up against this word choice of monkeys, which, you know, has an undercurrent of racism here, which is valid, as this is, you know, a white woman who has killed six of her adopted Black children. So there are these really subtle moments of surprise, and surprise is so important for me. And that final line, I love them like dolls, and we just get this final image of their lifeless bodies, essentially. I was blown away by this poem and proceeded to read everything of MJ's that I could find after I discovered it. The next poem I want to talk about is Fine Line Triptych by Matt Mitchell. For me, Matt Mitchell kind of came onto my radar earlier this year, and he's a writer from Ohio. And this triptych is probably one of the top examples of what a triptych should do for me. Because the emotional transformation that kind of happens in each reading is so stunning. And just to kind of give you an example of what that looks like, I think perhaps my favorite part to zero in on is in the second column, those final lines we have: I will never think of myself as anything more than a girl my father never wanted, which in itself is devastating. But when we get to the final reading, where we're reading all three columns kind of together, just from left to right, then that section then transforms into, I will never think of myself as anything more than a fine line, as anything more than the remnants of spring, some destruction of a girl sent out to sea, a Y-chromosomed angel my father never wanted to be destroyed. And that flip, that transformation there is incredible. I remember finishing that poem and finishing that final reading and just having to stare at my screen for a good probably minute or so, because I was so blown away. I tried to write a triptych after reading this poem, failed miserably, but this poem inspired me to write. And I think it's an incredible, and Matt makes the triptych look so effortless, and it's so incredibly difficult, and hats off to Matt for pulling this off so beautifully. The final poem I want to talk about is Kevin Latimer's Mirage. Kevin Latimer is also a poet from Ohio, from Cleveland, I believe, and this poem really stuck with me because in a year of grief, of immeasurable grief, especially for Black people in this country, this poem does some really wonderful work in imagining that grief reversed. and imagining what joy could look like. The idea of a mirage, right? Something that's not really there, but something that, you know, you see also because you're half delirious, right, with thirst. I think that's so interesting because, you know, in a way it does feel like we are half delirious with grief. And in that moment, you know, we see this transformation, right? The still alive chalk lines begin to move and take to the streets, and every road, dirt dusted dead mothers hold their arms out and smile. First of all, the music there, dirt dusted dead mothers, like, that's so good. But to have that kind of image of everything coming to life, it's like watching a movie, and after a really terrible death scene, everything is rewinded and everything comes back to life. And I remember being so struck by that kind of cinematic effect that this poem has and still continues to have as I return to it. But that is my monologue for Flypaper Lit, and I hope that these poems speak to you and that you'll check us out. Bye.